Derek Warren here with Lakeland College President Josh Bullock. The topic of this interview is about the Effingham Technology Center. It looks to be the new big thing for Lakeland in the area here, the Cluthy Center. I'll just start with explain what this facility is and what the future plans are for this facility. Obviously, you're going to have classes from Cluthy in there as well, but it'll have other plans as well.
Absolutely. So you may remember that a number of years ago, our Board of Trustees talked about renovating the Cluthy Center and putting an addition on to the Cluthy Center for additional classes, as well as to help facilitate the partnership with what is now the Core Academy. And so when the opportunity came up to purchase the Patterson Technology Center at that time, it seemed like an appropriate fit for us because of the space needed. So we are so thrilled that not only will Lakeland have more space for things like our nursing program with now multiple beautiful labs with a high-fidelity simulation lab, we'll have a chemistry and bio lab, a full chemistry and bio lab, which we were not able to host certain chemistry classes or biology classes at Cluthy because we didn't have an official wet lab space. So from the college's perspective, the space will be absolutely amazing for us to expand the existing services we have in Effingham, including things like tutoring and testing. But equally as important is our ability to have space now to partner with the Core Academy, which is the high school academy. So in working with our business partners, our community partners, Lakeland College is one of the members of the Core Academy, along with the school districts and business partners. And we're so thankful that we'll have space to be able to provide hands-on learning to students while in high school to get them interested in technical fields, things like manufacturing, transportation, technology, agriculture, healthcare, these key areas that we know are there to sustain our local economy. We'll be able to partner with our school districts and businesses to begin training up young individuals while they're still in high school. And so that expansion is really powerful. With the additional space we'll have in the facility, we will be able to expand the classes we offer as well. So as Lakeland College continues to grow and serve the Effingham area and surrounding area, we'll be able to have space to offer new things there. What that might look like, we're not entirely sure right now, but we will have the space to expand to meet the needs of the community.
Yeah, having extra space is definitely a plus. I know Cluthy was a bit of a small location, but it got the job done for what was there. You mentioned classes that high school students will have the opportunity to kind of have a hands-on. Well, there. Whenever I was in high school, we had kind of a college prep class, but you had to take a class outside of the school as well in order for it to count. Will that be kind of similar to what this is?
Yes, it will. So we'll be having classes that will call for high school classes. We'll have dual credit classes there. We'll have classes that are sponsored by industry. Some other really cool pieces that will be on the same level as the Core Academy for students will be a new makerspace where students can come in, and not just high school students, but students of any age can come in and play with their hands, you know, do things like 3D printing and really think about these technical and career courses. The other really interesting things we put into the building, and can't wait to showcase that on July 30th, would be our augmented reality lab and our virtual reality lab. So imagine students who are learning a hands-on training or hands-on skill using virtual reality, where they have a headset on and they're able to work a machine virtually using that headset, or augmented reality, where they can actually see the machine in front of them, but the computers are helping them kind of maybe move the equipment around, or in some cases, pull apart a heart and see all of the components of what makes up that heart. So the ability to use technology to not only help the high school students, but the college students, and even those who are younger, you know, that's adding another dimension to our ability to train in the fields that are so important for our region.
Yeah, definitely. I remember a time before all this new technology with virtual reality. So it's nice to have that implemented in an educational setting, not just for video games or something like that. So it's nice to hear about
that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to see how this all started. Like, how did the thought of this new facility begin, and what did it take to make it a reality? I know a lot of local businesses had a part in it as well.
Absolutely. So the Career Academy itself started about 12 years ago through discussions, and we had talked for a number of years about the importance of having a facility to house students, where students can come to one facility for all the classes they needed. And when we talked to the Lakeland College Board of Trustees about that, we really wanted Lakeland College to be a partner in that and be able to utilize the Lakeland facilities. And so, as I mentioned, a number of years ago, we discussed the potential of adding on to the Cluthy Center so that we would have that facility tied into the Cluthy Center. And Blind luck in the community, we began conversations with Patterson Technology about their facility and whether they might have an interest in partnering with Lakeland College. And thankfully, because of their vision and leadership as well, we were able to purchase that facility, retain Patterson in the community, and utilize the existing facility that's absolutely beautiful for multiple purposes, for the community through education, but also to continue to have that partnership with the corporation. So it really, it was a bit of a winding road to get us here. We've been renovating the building now for about 2 years. And I just can't wait to showcase it for the community because we're so proud that this is for the Effingham community. We're so proud that Lakeland College can expand what we offer there. So it took us a bit to get to where we're at, but I think everybody will be very pleased with the results.
Yeah, it sounds like a massive undertaking from the start, and it's paying off now as it opens. That's on July 30th. I believe that's from, what did you say, 3 to 6 or 2 to 6, something like that?
The open house is from 3 to 7 p.m. We'll have some dedication remarks about 5:30, but we'll have games there. We have a number of food trucks that will be there selling food. We'll have some light refreshments provided by the college. There'll be things for families to do, so we encourage people just come out, check out the facility, play around in with some of the equipment we'll have available. But 3 to 7 p.m. on July 30th, we welcome everybody to come out and see the center that really is for the community.
Yeah, definitely. You kind of gave a background on the partnerships and local businesses involved. I wanted to ask, why Effingham in particular? I know they've kind of always had a tie to Lakeland. There was a thought that Lakeland College itself may be built in Effingham, but it shows Mattoon was chosen. Why Effingham for this technology center?
Well, Effingham has been one of the college's primary partners, as you mentioned, Derek, from day one. And you're correct. From what I understand, Lakeland College, Effingham was one of the areas that originally had talked about building campus back in the 60s when they were thinking of building a campus for the college. But Effingham is such a vital partner. If you think about what Effingham has to offer, I mean, it really is the crossroads of America. We have major interstates there. We have major businesses that support a regional economy. And we feel it's really important for Lakeland College to continue to be a part of that and help the community grow and prosper. You know, for us as a community college, one of our primary goals is to make sure that our businesses have the labor force to remain in the community and be successful. And so it just made perfect sense for Effingham, one of our growing, thriving communities, in a community we've been proud to partner with for many, many years.
Definitely, and probably many, many more years to come with this new technology center being opened up. I thank you for your time. Was there any other things that you want the public to know about for this upcoming open house?
Yeah, we just welcome people to come out. Again, it's open to everybody. If you have children, there'll be things for children to do. There's technology from the college would be there to play with. So we welcome everybody to come out and see what is available at their community college, because Lakeland College really is our community college.
Definitely. And unlike the temperature outside, it will be air conditioned indoors. So make sure that's always a good this time of year.
It will be.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for your time. And thank you again for taking the time to talk about this. I'll be there on the 30th at 3 o'clock to see how it all goes.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing you there, Derek, and thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit about our technology center.